It's a monthly update from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio today. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Appreciate you coming in as always. You are not alone today. You brought your school resource officer with you.
Deputy Bassett's with us today to talk a little bit about the SRO program and the successes we've had with that over the years, and kind of talk to us about what he does on a day-to-day basis. So happy to have him, and gives me the opportunity to thank him for the good job that he does.
Well, you're on the air, so you have to be kind.
Well, yeah,
right?
But he does it. It's been a good thing. We've had the program going for several years now, over 10, probably closer to 15 years, and it's been a good thing for us and certainly for the school district.
So, Deputy Bassett, thanks for coming in today. So, you've been the resource officer for the whole time?
I've been in for this is my second year.
Okay, gotcha. Now, what is a day in the life like for the school resource officer?
It can depend on day-to-day. My daily activities usually is just security, maintaining all the safety of the schools themselves. We have, seven schools throughout the valley that I visit, and it's, from Aetna to Osmond. So I can be as busy as all over, or it can be pretty mild. It all depends. I help a lot with the teachers, the admin. I do different programs with them. Last week was the literacy week for the schools here in the valley. Part of that, I assisted with reading a book where it was recorded and then shared with other schools.
Yeah,
were able to view that. So,
it's got to be kind of a rewarding part of your career up to this point, right? Because it is. I mean, to not only be still in law enforcement, but be able to be in the schools with the students and teachers. That's got to be kind of neat.
It is very rewarding. I can have like some of the worst days possible, and I'll be down or feeling not there, and so I'll go and visit one of the grade schools, and the joy that it comes, because the kids, when they see me, it's like I get mauled. So it's
but all that's the a gadgets. Good thing, right?
Well, it is
a good kind of mauling.
Yeah, yeah. It's the questions. It's the I think every one of them wants to be arrested and taken away and put in handcuffs.
Right.
It's fun. They always want me to, of course, tase the other friend. So.
Deputy Corey Bastard in studio this morning with Sheriff Shane Johnson. So training-wise, as a school resource officer, is there any type of training that's unique to that position for you?
It does. We go through a couple programs throughout the country. There's a SRO programs put on by several entities. Like I Love You Guys Foundation does that. The NASROs, that National Associated Resource Officers. It's go through like a training for like some of the legal portions of schools, of some of the ramifications and things that falls under that, about what we're allowed to do and investigations and stuff like that to assist the schools themselves.
Perfect. So, of course, you can't be at all the schools all at the same time. So how do you juggle that? How do you balance monitoring all those different schools?
I try to hit the schools, each school, at least once or twice a week. Most of my time is at the school, at the high school itself. Of course, we have more that goes on there with activities and the free flowing of traffic that comes in from everywhere. But so we try to, a lot of that time there is maintaining the security of the building, the doors, those who enter the facility, visitors and things like that.
Perfect. Officer Corey Bassett, the school resource officer for Lincoln County Sheriff. Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, I should say. So, of course, you're kind of the guy that's there, let's say, in an active incident. If something were to take place at the schools, kind of what is your role as the officer, and what do you do?
Initial role is, depending on what the incident is, We, of course, we never want the worst incident out there to happen, of course, but it's mainly the initial safety of the admin, the students, at the time. So for my initial is just maintaining that portion, make sure everyone's safety, and I isolate what is there away from everybody else as much as possible.
Perfect. Of course, Deputy Bassett, you, even though your assignment is the schools, I still see you out on other calls at times. You're still a deputy within the sheriff's office, right? So you can still help as needed anywhere else.
I do. In the summer, I go back on the road and fill in positions throughout the summer to help through that. And then there's times before school, after school, that, you know, in between that portion of it, we're, you know, a lot of traveling, students, the teachers are coming in and out that I try to help with that. Kind of, you know, some of our roads get kind of used quite a bit and get a lot of complaints on. So
right.
Try to help with that as much as
resource officer, Deputy Corey Bassett with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office in studio this morning. Sheriff Johnson, of course, Deputy Bassett talked about working the District 2 schools around Star Valley. Do you have a similar officer for the Kemmer schools as well?
We don't. The school resource officer program was run out of Kemmer PD down there. All the schools are in Kemmer. So we're here, we have them within municipalities and within the county. And I think it's important to bring up as well that this program started in an agreement with the school district and the county, that the school district actually pays the majority portion of the school resource officer's salary. So the county covers all benefits and training and equipment, which is a lot as well. But the school district actually participates in that financially. So that was the way that we got it up and running years ago. So that's been a good partnership.
You have two bosses, Bassett, is what you're telling me.
I was going to bring up, it can be a tough job. It can be a tough job because you have an expectation on the school side, an expectation on the sheriff's office side. But just as an example, you have to be up on search and seizure and a lot of other things in the school, because you're in there, you're still held to the standard that law enforcement is. You can't just go search a locker because you want to, where school admin may be able to do that. That's part of their property, but the school resource officer can't just go do that. So there's different rules that apply there. He's not a teacher. He's still law enforcement, but he acts in that capacity relationship-wise, but he's still held to all the standards that a officer is. So it can be a little tricky. He's done a good job, and Superintendent Erickson is a huge supporter. We have constant communication with him. I know Deputy Bassett does, and about the expectations that he'd like to see in the schools, and they're pretty good about letting us know what they'd like to see from us in there. So it's been a good relationship.
Excellent. That again, Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson and School Resource Officer Deputy Corey Bassett in studio this morning. Anything else we missed about this program that you guys would like to mention today from either of you?
It's very rewarding. I know for our department, and I think for the community itself. So, there's a lot of concern around the country with the violence and things like that. I know just the presence I know of us have in the schools is hopefully a deterrent for that, and I'm hoping my presence there is definitely felt and seen by the community itself.
So. Absolutely. Well, as a parent, I'm appreciative. Absolutely, for sure. I do got to say I'm envious of your parking spot at the high school. We got such a good one. And we go in with SVI, we roll up with all of our cameras, like, man, if we could just have that spot. I used to think it was an SBO because the sign says SRO, and I actually parked there once, you know, it was just a student body officer. No worries. I found out it was you, and I moved pretty quick. It's like, I don't need him running us down. So.
And he gets the second best seats at all the games, too, after you and Dow.
That's right. That's right. Appreciate you both coming in. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson and Resource Officer Deputy Corey Bassett. Appreciate your time, you guys.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.